Okay, we're going to be looking at the Sermon on the Mount. Everybody's laughing because I started without having this thing running, so I'm starting over again. Sermon on the Mount was Jesus' first major sermon. He'd been teaching all over Israel, and crowds were gathering and following him as he came along. And so the first thing that you get in the Sermon on the Mount, which starts in the fifth chapter of Matthew and goes through the eighth chapter, five, six, seven, eight, it may be through seven, it's three chapters, I think it is. But at any rate, the Pat is not looking. So, but the first thing you get is the Beatitudes. Now, mostly you see, blessed are. Well, in the way that I have it here, the Holman, it says, you are blessed. He began to teach them, saying, the poor in spirit are blessed, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Those who mourn are blessed, for they're comforted. The gentle are blessed, for they will inherit the earth. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed, for they will be filled. The merciful are blessed, for they will be shown mercy. The pure in heart are blessed, for they will see God. The peacemakers are blessed, for they will be called sons of God. Those who are persecuted for righteousness are blessed, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You're blessed when they insult and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven, for that's how they treated the prophets that were before you. Okay, so who's blessed? Well, first of all, it says that you're blessed if you're poor in spirit. Now, a lot of people have looked at these Beatitudes and they haven't really understood what Jesus was talking about. Now, you have to understand, we're taking a Hebrew, and it may be that the Hebrew was actually translated from Aramaic, because that's probably what Jesus actually spoke. And it's been translated. And so we're trying to get as close to what is meant by these words as it actually, as we can get. Poor in spirit is those who are inwardly poor. They are feel like they're unworthy to love God, but they do love God. And so Jesus says the kingdom is theirs because they're humble. They're coming to God and saying, I'm not worthy. And God's saying, that's okay, I can fix that. Those who mourn. These are people who are hurting from loss or some need that has come to them. Those who mourn. There's a lot of people in our homeless population who would fall under this. We were just talking about a lady who got beat up by her boyfriend. And we have heard of people who have been killed on the streets and things that are happening, and they're sitting out there and they're getting cold and they're freezing to death. These are people who are mourning because their friends are being hurt and they're not doing that great either. They come to God and they get comforted. They're told, basically, don't worry. If this was a person who knew the Lord, they're now with him. You'll see them again later. And you will be comforted while you're here. And then it says, blessed are those who are gentle. And we see in most of them it says meek. Now, that was the common translation that had been had throughout many translations, was meek. Blessed are the meek. But It's actually a gentleness of spirit where they understand the position of God and man. God is here and man is down here, and they understand that. And they say, Lord, I know. I'm just this small thing that, you know. And God says, yes, but you matter to me. And the earth is actually something you're going to inherit. You're going to get possession of the stuff that you think you're not worthy of. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Think about it. This is the people you think would be blessed because they are desiring to be acceptable to God. I have a friend who has told me multiple times that if he came to my church, it would burst into flames because he does not feel like that he's worthy of anything. Turns out his father was a pastor, and so he probably got a bad impression or something somewhere along. He just thinks he's not good enough. But they're desiring. They're the ones who are actively going, Lord, what do you want from me? And I will try the best I can, but I'm going to need you to help me. They're enabled to become what it is that God wants them to be. We have seen people in this church who have come in and they've been in bad shape and they're just like, oh no, God doesn't want me or whatever. We've had homeless people come in who told me, God doesn't want me. We had that one guy that came in and he said, you know, I got saved and then I didn't follow him, so he probably rejected me. Okay? But the thing about it was, this guy wanted to be acceptable to God. He wanted to do what God wanted. And when I explained it to him, that no matter how far you got away from God, if you'll turn back to Him, He's right there ready for you, ready to hug you and say, yes, come on, I want you back. And he was just so joyous about this, that God would actually want him. They are enabled to be what God wants them to be. And then there's the merciful. They extend mercy to other people. And because they're extending mercy, they're demonstrating God's mercy. They're showing what God is like, which is one of the things that God wants us to do. And he says, they get mercy. God is merciful to them, and God's all that matters. Because if God's merciful to you, then nothing else really has a big deal. Blessed are the pure in heart. That means they are inwardly clean because they have acknowledged their sin and God's provision for that sin. Their heart has been purified and cleaned. We have known many people in this church who have come in and have come to that point where they have understood clearly what God was calling them to, which primarily is just to give their life to Christ and accept His forgiveness. And they feel like they can approach God, because they are now righteous the way Abraham was righteous. Not that they are righteous, but that they have done those things and made the effort that was accounted to them as being righteousness. And then it says, blessed are the peacemakers. They're not saying that they're actually out there making peace. I've been in situations, my son-in-law has been in situations where they've referred to it as peacemaking. What that basically means is you go over there with guns and go, if you don't be peaceful, I'm going to shoot you. Not really what they had in mind here. They show others how to have peace in their life. This is what peace is like. Do this, be like this, and you will have peace. Because they are like God. They are people who are trying to reach out to people and give them peace, which is what God does for us. And you're blessed when you're persecuted. Those who are mistreated for their righteousness, they're doing good stuff, and they're getting mistreated for it, for whatever reason. And it says they get comfort in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is theirs, and they are comforted in it. So then he says, rejoice when you're mistreated, when you're lied about, when you're insulted, because your reward in heaven is very great. Even if life here isn't that good, when you get to heaven, it is. And of course, we have the parable that Jesus told about Lazarus. And he tells the rich person who wanted to have Lazarus bring him some water or something, he said, look, you had your good life. Lazarus had a bad time. But Lazarus was closer to the Lord than you were. And so now Lord Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham being cared for. And you're not. You're being tormented because you didn't do what God wanted. This is how those who went before were treated. We know about people who have been trying to bring people together and trying to make, to guide people into the way God wants them to be, and they have always been mistreated. We've always seen people. You watch Westerns and you see the little preacher or something, and here's the gunslinger, and he's always tormenting the pastor because he can't, because he's big and he's bully. But the strong person, the mentally strong person, was always that pastor who just goes along with it. And woe betide that gunslinger if he shoots that pastor, because the whole town will descend upon the gunslinger like a herd of turtles. It's just the way it is. So what does this all mean to us? Well, first of all, we need to have the qualities that will get us blessed by God. That's what Jesus was enumerating for them. He's telling them, these are the things that God is looking for in you. Not all of that stuff that the Pharisees and so on told you about. This is what God actually wants. It's the old God loves you and he has a plan for your life routine back in that time period. We need to rejoice when we're treated badly for following Jesus. And once again, it was mentioned in earlier when we were talking about our question about people who had actually been beat up and mistreated, and they said, no, we have to follow God. We can't follow you. We have to follow God. And when it was all over, they said that they were joyous that they were found worthy to be mistreated for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a hard thing to do, but that's really the attitude we need to get to. And the rewards will be very great if we do this. The closer we get to God, the easier it is to live our lives. Pat will tell you, I get very upset at some of the shenanigans that's going on in Washington, D.C. and the political crap that goes on. And she always tells me, just calm down, God's still in charge, it'll be fine. And I'll go, well, God has way more patience than I do. But the rewards will be great if we get to the point where we can just say, okay, put it in God's hand and walk away. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help me, as these sermons go on and as we talk about the stuff that Jesus discussed in his Sermon on the Mount, help us all to see what it is that Jesus wanted us to know in his first major sermon, and help us to take it into ourselves and use it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. Makes me think.